everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. I hope you're having a wonderful day today on this fabulous Jack of Spades Day. If you're new to my show and you don't know what it's about, please go to my website, Star of the Magi, StarofTheMagi.com, and check it out. You can look up your personal card and read about the cards and see what I'm doing here. I work with a system that reveals that the card deck was originally a calendar. So this is a mathematically based system that reveals time and who we are in time. So, again, I want to welcome you all here today. And for those of you that participated in my relationship survey, I want to thank you. And if you didn't participate, you can actually go onto my website, and there is a link there that I'm just uploading as I speak, which is why I sound a little distracted. So there's a link there that you can go click on and answer my three questions about relationship. I don't have a guest today, it's just moi, and you can call in on the open lines for little readings if you want. They're going to be short, so know why you're calling me. You can ask me about your cards or what's going on now or, you know, your personal significators, which you can read about on my website. Last show, I talked about some presidential candidates. And I had my friend Audrey Philpott on with me, who's very much informed. And since then, my interest was piqued. And I also got an email from one of my listeners asking me if I could talk about Ron Paul. So I decided to look at his cards, and I also looked more closely at Mike Huckabee's cards just because I heard both of them speak, and they piqued my interest. Last week, or week before last, there was no show last week, I spoke a lot about Hillary Clinton, and I spoke about Hillary and Obama and Edwards, and I went over a few other people lightly. I talked about Giuliani and how, you know, he's got some really tough cards coming up, so things may not be going the way he thought. But it was interesting to look at everybody's cards, and it's very interesting to look at Ron Paul. And, you know, I didn't know anything about him. And so I looked up his birthday, and then I saw him on Glenn Beck's show on CNN the other night. And I have to say that I was really impressed with his values. They definitely match mine. And one of the things that came up for me in the 2000 election was when I looked at the cards for the country at that time, I saw that the highest possibility that existed in that moment was for the parties to converge. And for there not to be this division that there is, to take the best from both places and put it together. Of course, that's not what happened. In fact, the opposite of that happened, because there were accusations of stolen elections and all sorts of things that went on. So it was the exact opposite, which is often the case. I mean, the cards reveal so much to us. Earlier today, I had the cable guys here fixing my phone, and these two young Latino men. And, you know, one of them saw my book, and he was reading about himself, and he was totally blown away at how accurate it was. And then I asked him his age, and I looked at his chart for this time, and I told him exactly what he was thinking, you know, in his life and what was going on. And he was, now, of course, I didn't tell him everything I was thinking, but I came up, you know, I just looked and I saw some major things that were going on for him. And it's one of the things that I love so much and I appreciate and value so much about this system is the accuracy of it. So when I'm looking at these presidential candidates and people, you guys can email me if you want at starofthemagi@earthlink.net. When I'm looking at these candidates, you know, it's really interesting to see what's going on. And when I looked at Ron Paul's cards, I thought, you know, this guy is, he seems invisible, yet to the people that know about him, he has tremendous support. And it's not surprising because of the guy's values. But as far as the media is concerned, you wouldn't even know he existed. I mean, he's on the list, and he has 6% right now in the polls. He's at 6% in the Republican Party. And it's really surprising to me. And then I looked at his cards, and I saw where his card is sitting right now. And I thought, well, you know, he's kind of invisible, and it shows up in his cards. But, boy, after his birthday, which happens before the election, that's not the case at all. And for, you know, in his 7-year cycle, he's hugely popular. The cards that govern him for the year when he has his birthday, the cards that start next August 20th, are really profound for him. And the same goes for Mike Huckabee. And, of course, Hillary Clinton is in the lead, and she and Obama are ahead of everybody in both parties. And I talked about Obama last time I was on the radio and how he's the Nine of Diamonds. He's the same card as George Bush. And I talked a little bit about that, and then I put it in my blog, and somebody emailed me because I talked about how the Nine of Diamonds can, when they're in a position of power, they, and apparently even when they're not, you know, they tend to become dictators. And she emailed me about her son, who's the Nine of Diamonds, and how he really is a dictator. And he's a little kid, you know. And she talks to him about it all the time. So I have my opinions about all of this, and I do my best to talk about it from a pretty neutral place, but I can't be completely without attitude or opinion because it's not who I am. I want to welcome you, you know, or I welcome you to call in. Oh, goody, somebody's calling in. Hello?
Yes, hi, Sharon. This is Lee.
Hi, Lee.
And... Hi. If I give you my birthday, could you just give me a just an idea about what I can expect in the next few months, like cards
yeah.
coming up? Oh, great.
What is your month and day of birth?
It's April 7th.
April 7th, the Ace of Spades, the Aries Ace of Spades. And what is your present age?
51.
51. You're about to go into a huge new cycle when you turn 52, and you'll start feeling that energy coming in right now. So you have a double spade birthday. You're the Ace of Spades, Five of Spades. Did you know this?
No.
Oh, well, you need to read about your cards because these are powerful cards.
Oh.
And you, right now, age 51 since your birthday, you've had the King of Clubs sitting in your house. And this means that this is a very powerful time for you to be getting in touch with your truest, most unique expression, stepping outside of the box, other people's limitations, your own limitations that you place upon yourself. Does that make sense to you?
Well, sure. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So this is a time when, you know, you would be motivated to do that and supported to do that as well. You have the Three of Diamonds sitting in your other house, which could make you worry about money. The higher side of that would be to create multiple streams of income, or be really creative with financial solutions and create new ways of, you know, channeling money in your direction. You have the Nine of Spades in Jupiter this year, so that's a bit tough, that card. It can cause challenges, and they can be personal, they can be physical, it can be the loss of someone. You know, there's a lot of different ways this card shows up, and it's actually a card of spiritual initiation. So any challenges that show up are opportunities to enhance your own spiritual awareness and development in that way, to become more consciously aware, let go of the past. You've probably been asked to let go of something since your birthday.
Well, my birthday, since last April in 07?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I can't really think of anything, I mean, major, but... I'll think about that.
Well, it wouldn't have to be major so much. I mean... there's some kind of ending usually that takes place when this card shows up.
Right. Probably, probably related with outside of the box thinking as opposed to old patterns.
Yeah, well, this card definitely says let go of how you've, your old self-image, your old way of thinking, your old way of viewing relationships. And it's in the card of the mystic, so it's really about you. Do you meditate?
Irregularly.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So this would be a great time to initiate a consistent practice of meditation. I mean, that would catapult you in a really powerful way in your life.
I know you want to keep things short, and I don't want to belabor this, but you mentioned about this a new cycle. Is that related?
Yes, when you turn 52, you go into a new 13-year cycle.
Yeah.
And this cycle for you, there's a couple of things going on. I know by nature that you're really creative. Do you manifest that in any way in your life?
Not as much as I would like.
Uh-huh. So when you turn 52, it may be a time to acknowledge that aspect of your character and who you are and your heart's desire to do that, and really give yourself permission to do that. Because when we turn 52, we go into a 13-year Saturn cycle, and that cycle is really about self-recognition. And once we recognize ourselves in the truest ways possible, and give ourselves permission to be recognized by others, it really empowers us to manifest in our lives in a bigger way than we have been. You have the Five of Spades as your planetary ruling card, so you're extremely creative, and you probably like change and variety, and it could be challenging for you at times to follow through on things with that card. So one of the ways, if that's true for you, to deal with that is to give yourself permission to be doing more than one thing, but to also learn to discipline yourself to take one thing at a time to fruition.
Yes,
when you go into that cycle, that 13-year cycle with the 52, age 52, you want to be able to, first of all, it's really, really important for you to be more disciplined and also to really pursue greater self-awareness and higher consciousness, because you're going to have the Nine of Clubs ruling you, and that's a really powerful card for wisdom and knowledge and expanding your mind.
That's for a year, the Nine of Clubs?
That's for 13 years.
Oh, for 13 years. Okay.
The high side of that card is universal knowledge and awareness. If you don't do that, then you could find yourself wrestling with some part of yourself that thinks you're a victim. So if things don't go the way you want, you need to realize that that's the hand of fate in your face going, excuse me, you're going in the wrong direction.
Right. I want to
step back.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You have to this is a card that's with you for life. It's your Saturn card. It's your teacher. So things...
The Nine of Clubs, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so when things aren't going your way, you need to realize that you're being guided to go in a different direction, and how you find that is you step back and let go of where you think you're supposed to be going and really ask yourself what your truest or deeper desire is, you know.
May I ask quickly, you also mentioned the Three of Diamonds and I believe a Nine of Spades.
Uh-huh.
Are those cards also 13-year cards?
No, those are cards you have right now.
Okay, and that's actually going into this year?
Well, they are with you this year. I believe all the cards that we have are teachers. You also, are you in a relationship?
Yes.
You're married?
Partnership, uh-huh.
Partnership,
you're right.
Do you have a desire to be married?
For me, actually, illegal or impossible. It's not a choice.
Uh huh.
If you get my drift.
Well, I do.
You mean legally married? That is not an option for me.
Okay. So,
but partnership,
I feel like
as far as committed partnership, that's what I've been in for 20 years.
Uh-huh. Well, it looks like there's a desire for something to be deeper or more fulfilling in that way.
Okay. Well, I'll think about that. That Nine of Spades, that represents a loss, or could represent a loss of some sort?
Well, it's a powerful, where it's sitting for you, it's more of an initiation, a spiritual initiation. And what I would suggest is being more serious about a discipline, a self-discipline of some sort, like meditation. Because where
that.
It's sitting and the card it's with, you have cards that say you need to take it up a notch with your self-mastery, your self-discipline, and how you do life as far as your self expression goes. That's what this year is about for you.
Very good. And actually, I have intuited that.
Uh-huh. Now you can take action on it.
Yeah, well,
that's
yeah.
The only thing that's going to make the difference, right?
Right, that's for sure. And that Three of Diamonds is, you know, worry versus actually...
creativity.
Creativity, correct.
Your worry doesn't serve us.
I noticed.
Right.
That's
a highly imaginative influence. So, you know, instead of worrying, ask questions that will have solutions attached to them, because on the end of every question is an answer. And so when we ask positive, forward-moving questions, then, you know, we're given creative solutions. And it doesn't mean a booming voice is going to answer us. It means we get moved into action. You have to be willing to take action. I mean, the difference between a million dollar idea and one that doesn't do anything is simply action, you know?
Yes. All right. Well, so just as a general, you'd say, looking at all of this, it's possible that I could... have a very interesting year ahead.
If I were you, and when I say year, I mean birthday to birthday. So the year
okay.
I'm looking at started on your last birthday. And if I were you, I would get down and dirty, very serious, with a form of meditation, some form of discipline, where you're disciplining and focusing your mind. There's
okay.
a book called The Master Key System that's very good for putting you on that kind of track. And you have to be consistent.
Would you say that title again, please? I didn't catch it.
The Master Key System.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you can get it on Amazon.com.
Right.
Okay.
So, and just one more thing. These cards, now you say they were birthday to birthday. So when April comes up, there'll be some different cards.
Yeah, you get a whole new set of cards. Then you get new cards every 3 months. Every 52 days you have stronger influences of certain. I mean, it's a really powerfully accurate system.
And
that
if I look at your... Oh, pardon me.
Yeah, go on my website.
Yes, and so if I purchased your book, I'd be able to get the information, and I could actually derive, you know, from that, I could find my own cards.
You can read about your own cards with that book.
From month to month or quarter to
cycles of time.
Right.
But I do have a packet that I'm putting together to teach people to do that. It'll be out pretty soon. So.
Cool.
You can sign up for a free card of the day on my site.
Cool.
Go check it out and have fun on there.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Sharon.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Lee.
Okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Bye.
Bye. I could talk to any one of you forever, but, you know, I know that... it gets boring listening to other people having readings sometimes, and also other people don't have a chance to call in, so I do my best to try to keep it short. And I know that a lot of you that listen are students of the cards, and you know, if you have things that you want me to talk about, call me and tell me what that is, or email me. You know, I mean... And I'm happy to talk about those things. So, you know, my wish is somewhat, I mean, your wish is somewhat my command, not totally, because I am the king. And if you go on my website, if you haven't done my relationship survey, it's only 4 questions, the last one's multiple choice, yes, maybe, no, or whatever. But I would love that. And you can also sign up for my free card of the day. And so what was I talking about? I was talking about the political candidates because I find this all very interesting and... I think it's a good way to check people out. And, I mean, you can just do that. If you have my book or, you know, if you have resources about the cards, or you can go on my website and read about, you know, I have my greeting card descriptions on there for each one of the birthdays to look up people and do research on them and who they really are. Because not everybody is always showing up as who they're going to be. I mean, there are certain people here that are definitely wearing their hearts and souls on their sleeves, on the front of their shirts and across their foreheads. And there are other people that, you know, I wouldn't trust. I just wouldn't trust them. And it's not because they've done anything wrong. It's because they don't know who they are. And they're operating from their personality without an awareness of who they really are underneath it all. And that's the thing that the cards reveal to us. And to me, that's really important for me. It's like I am on a lifelong journey here of becoming who I really am and unfolding and discovering myself. And one of the things I'm focusing on right now is relationships. I put out this survey. I have a site, and I'm writing a book. I'm writing 2 books. I'm writing an e-book on relationship, and I'm writing a regular book on our relationships and our destiny. And I actually, show you how to figure out your relationships and then how to look up what that relationship means. In my book, Cards of Destiny, I show you how to figure that out as well. This book is going to be full of, you know, all the relationship reports for every combination of birthdays. And it's really interesting for me doing the survey that I did and the responses, and I so appreciate them, and it's fascinating because the first thing I noticed was all of the women, and I answered the questions myself. I did it first before I sent it out, you know, because it makes you think. I'm asking the same question three times. I'm asking the question, what is your greatest challenge in relationship? And, you know, I had one person that said they didn't have any, and that's fine. That's a lucky human being. Either that or somebody that's in total denial or doesn't have any relationship. But, you know, I would say she's probably very lucky because she's evolved herself to that point. It's not true for me. I mean, and I'm pretty aware in my relationships. I'm very aware of where I go and what I do, and I think we all are. The thing is, then, are you going to just keep doing that, or are you going to change that? And when you change those patterns that don't work for you in relationship, you know what? You don't go into relationships in the same way. And that's where it all starts. Because all of our relationships reflect back to us who we are. They're mirrors of how we're in relationship with ourselves. So if you're not getting something from someone, that's something you're not giving to yourself. And if you want to, you know, debate me on this, I'm ready. Because I know this is true. If we're not getting something in a relationship, we're not giving that to ourselves. In order to have a full and complete relationship, one that's whole and completely satisfying, we have to have that relationship with ourselves first. Because when we have that, we're not going to be looking to the other person to get something. We're going to be there to enjoy that person for who they are. And this is not easy for people. It's not easy for anybody, or pretty much most of us. You know, and one of the things I saw in the relationship survey responses was, you know, of course the women go, are the women responses, the woman, women, hello. Responses are emotionally abased because that's who we are. We're the nurturers. We're the caregivers. You know, and it's all about trust and being heard and, you know, not getting lost in a relationship and there was a lot of responses also about misunderstanding their partner's tone. So it's all emotionally based on how we feel about ourselves, right? The men who responded, it was about time and being understood. Having time for themselves. How do I have time for myself without my partner thinking I don't want to be with her? Because I work and then I go home. What about me? Where do I get the time for myself? How do I fit it in? And the other thing was about being misunderstood when I say something. Because men typically say what they mean, and we often don't. We're much more like a puzzle than the men. You know, we're expressing our emotions or from our emotions very often. And I know this isn't true all the time, and I'm not generalizing here. I'm touching on one aspect of how this whole thing breaks down. And so for me, you know, the men are trying to figure out how to have their freedom without their wife or girlfriend thinking they don't want to be with them. And the women are wondering, how do I not lose myself? How do I get what I want? How do I get him to communicate? Well, when I back up, especially from the female perspective, a lot of the responses I was looking at, I was thinking, I wonder if this person is in the right relationship. I wonder if I'm in a relationship where I don't have good communication, am I creating that or am I in the wrong relationship? So the first question I have to ask myself, I had no idea I was going to talk about this. The first question I have to ask myself is this me? Am I creating this? How am I creating this? How am I first in communication with myself? Where do I go when I think I'm not being understood? And where does that come from in the first place? One of the things that I so appreciate about this system of divination, this mystic science of the cards, is that it defines very clearly who I am. And it defines every one of you. It defines every one of us. And when we understand who we are, the power that we have, how to manifest that, what our challenges are, what our opportunities are, how we are in relationship, what we appreciate, what our fears are, when we understand all these things, then we can elevate them. We can move them around. It's like cutting and pasting in a program. You know, it's like, okay, I really don't want to think like this. I don't want to react like this. So why do I react like this? Because when I understand why I react like this and I get to the root of where that reaction comes from, then I have the ability to pull it out. And I have to make a choice to be aware of it and not react unconsciously from it. And that's how I change it. And this takes mindfulness. This takes attention. You know, you can't just throw a pattern out the window. You have to walk it down the stairs and out the door. It takes conscious awareness and diligence to change anything. It takes conscious awareness and diligence to create a new pattern, a new way of being. And so we have to be present. Our presence is the most valuable thing that we have in this life for ourselves and anything or anyone else. It's our presence that we have to give. It's the greatest gift we can give to someone else. It's the way we manifest anything. It's by being fully and 100% present in our primary relationship first, which is our relationship with ourselves. If we don't have that going on, then we can't be fully and completely present in a relationship with somebody else. And when we're not fully and completely present, then all those unconscious patterns wreak havoc. It's like little kids in a room with nobody watching them, or puppies. I had these puppies once. My dog had 12 puppies. And I kept two of them, and they were big puppies. And this was many years ago, decades, and I put them in the house one day because I was going to town. I lived 35 miles from Santa Barbara up in the mountains, and I was going to shop. And so I put them in the house so that they wouldn't get in trouble, and because they got in a lot of trouble. And so when I came home, I walked into a complete nightmare. They had never been in the house before alone. They had ripped the curtains off the windows. They had torn up the pillows all over the house. They had ripped open a 25-pound bag of flour. And apparently they had a field day with all of it because it was an unbelievable... Just imagine, okay, 25 pounds of flour all over your house and pillow stuffings and curtains ripped off the window. It was unbelievable. But we're no different, you know. It's like our unconscious and those patterns that exist inside of us, if they aren't watched, if they aren't kept in check, if they aren't brought into conscious awareness and change, they run amok. And so often when we get into a relationship, well, not so often, any time we get into a relationship, any unresolved or unconscious patterns that we have, we march them right in with us. They're in our suitcase. They're in our unconscious suitcase. And we bring them in, and we unpack them, and we put them in the back of the closet. And then when something comes up that triggers our insecurity, our fear, boom, before we know it, there's some other conversation going on, and it comes right out of the blue. And I know we've all had this experience. And if you haven't had this experience, please call me and share your experience with us, because it's important. So, excuse me, my throat is dry. So, you know, this is a whole realm of interest. And that's why I did the relationship reports that are on my site, itsallinthecards.com, because those reports, you know, when you and someone else get together, your two cards combine to create another card. So the relationship itself has a card that's governing it. So no matter what your dynamics are, because they're always, that's all defined in the cards too, no matter what your dynamics are, the relationship itself has its own life path. It has its own agenda. And so, and then you have a relationship with the relationship. It's really pretty intricate, and it's very much defined in a way that's revealing and helpful. So one of the things I created for those reports is called the Four Pillars of Strength, because I'd say in each one that these are the four things that your relationship needs to be at its best, to thrive, to be in a relationship that's thriving is a totally different experience than to be in a relationship that's surviving. It's like a plant that gets watered a week late, you know, and when it's drooping and wilting and on its last breath, and then you water it and it slowly stands back up, you know. But if you water the plant when it needs the water, it never goes through that, and it grows and it gets fuller and, you know, it's happy. It's the same way with our relationship with ourselves. What is that? What do we need for ourselves? Who are we inside? Who are we outside? What's our soul path and our spirit path, and what do they need? What does that tell us? Where someone may, you know, grow and develop by being present for other people, someone else may have a path of hard work and discipline. It's very different for each one of us. So, knowing ourselves first and realizing that our relationship is really a reflection of the relationship that we have with ourselves is a secret to having a successful relationship. Okay, we have an email. Oh. I think this is what the email says. I think it's fascinating that Tom Brady, the quarterback for the New England Patriots, has quickly grown to be a major star and is breaking records and winning Super Bowls. He is a 10 of diamonds. The blessed card. Could you look into his cards and talk about how he's rising to the greatness of the 10 of diamonds? His hard work and determination is inspiring. He's August 3rd, age 30. What a great question. Thank you so much, Karen, for that question. Okay, first of all, the 10 of diamonds, the secret to success for the 10 of diamonds lies in being grateful and working hard. Because it is the blessed card, it sits in a double Jupiter position, and so it's right in the center of everything. Michael Jackson is a 10 of diamonds. There's always a tremendous amount of attention drawn to the 10 of diamonds, and they like attention. It's important for them. They thrive on it. And if they're aligned with who they are, then they really can soar with this energy very much. I think I want to look at his seven-year cycle first, because he began that cycle when he was 28. So being the Ten of Diamonds, the first card in their life path is the Eight of Spades, which is a card of determination and hard work and discipline. And really being... doing that in your own way, not somebody else's way. So they have to work hard. And the hard work is like a thank you before I get the reward type of hard work. It's a determination and a focus that is like saying thank you for blessing me, and then the blessing comes. Gratitude is the key. It is the secret key for the Ten of Diamonds. The action for them is the hard work. So from 28 to 34, that's a Saturn cycle, that seven-year cycle. And Saturn says, you know, roll up your sleeves and work hard. You know, put your shoulder to the grindstone and just keep going. 28, 29, 30. How interesting. He has a Three of Clubs planetary ruling card. So he has the Jack of Spades sitting in his house, which would make him extremely clever during this period. That spade energy would give him the determination to work as hard as, spade energy always encourages us to work and helps us to work. It can also put him in the limelight because it's a very attractive, playful energy. In his 30-year cycle, let's see where his age 30, he's sitting in the Ten of Hearts house, which makes him very popular. Whenever we sit in the Ten of Hearts house, or the Ten of Hearts sits in our house, people are drawn to us, people are attracted to us, people are surrounding us, we have love, we have support, we have recognition. And that's his synastry card for life. So it sits behind him and supports him anyway, which is part of what makes the life path of the Ten of Diamonds manifest in that way in the first place. So, you know, the combination of who he is and then his card sitting in that position right now makes it a really very powerful time for him this year. He also has the Two of Spades behind him, which is a powerful card for recognition and communication with people. It's known as the friendship card. It's also a card of shared wisdom. It's a card that would bring on the recognition of him taking and making the effort that he has. And behind his Three of Clubs, planetary ruling card, he's got the King of Diamonds. So that's a really powerful card for success and recognition. And also stepping into a position of power and owning who you really are. In a way that you express it. Interestingly enough, the Three of Clubs, which is his planetary ruling card, is the spirit card for the King of Diamonds. So he's really drawing forth his soul path energy, which is that King of Diamonds. That's his soul card, and that card is supporting him. The soul path of the King of Diamonds is all faith. It's all about hard work, it's about discipline, it's about self-mastery, and this is the way he's chosen for his path of self-mastery to be. So it's exciting to look at something like that. When he turns 31 next August, his career is going to go to a whole new level in a different way, and that ought to be very interesting to see what that means. I have no idea what that might mean. But he's going to be real creative about it, whatever it means. I think he's going to stand apart in his field of being a quarterback and a football player, maybe unlike anybody else ever has. So I don't know what that means because I don't know that much about football. It took me years to even figure out what the game was about. All I knew is wherever the pile of men was, that's where the football was. I know more than that now, but not enough to tell you where he could go from where he is, except that he could be honored in a really exceptional way. And I also feel like he's going to do something really profound relative to children. Who does he play for? Tom Brady, New England Patriots. I feel like he's going to either contribute or, contribute to the lives of children, maybe disabled children in some way. I don't know. So I feel that strongly for him. He's got a mutual Venus connection with that Ten of Hearts as well as, there's just a whole lot going on in his cards here. The Seven of Hearts is in his house and his Ten of Hearts is in the Seven of Hearts house, and the Ten of Diamonds, his birth card is in the Ten of Hearts. So there's like this amazing, you know, correlation between cards here that pulls children into his life in a really powerful way that he gives to them. It's something innovative and groundbreaking. Groundbreaking, that's the word I want. Okay, I hope that was... interesting, Karen. Thank you for that question. It was a great one. I think we have a caller on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Sharon. This is Debbie. I'm calling
Hi,
from...
Hi, Debbie. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
This is my first time listening to you, and I'm just loving it.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you did it. You did a reading for my son not too long ago, and I am wondering if you can perhaps give me an idea of what I might be looking at this year. I the cycle that you were talking to Lee about earlier, I entered 5 years ago, and turned my life upside down. But it's been a wonderful spiritual transformation for me.
Are you 57 then?
I will be 57 in June.
In June, so you're 56. Oh, another powerful time. You get a whole new 56-year cycle at that age. What month and day were you born, Debbie?
June 28th.
June 28th. So I think that you are the Four of Clubs, are you? Two of Clubs. And June 28th, you're a Cancer, right?
Right.
So the Two of Clubs, Six of Clubs. Interesting. You're very intuitive, you know.
Yes.
Why did you say it like that?
Oh, yes, I do know that.
Yeah.
I love that, and that's something that I'm looking to develop more in the near future.
Uh-huh. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, my God. Okay, so when you turned 52 mm-hmm. and you went into that 13-year Saturn cycle,
mm-hmm.
you went in there with the two and King of Spades. These are powerful cards. They're powerful spiritual cards. They're cards of wisdom. They're cards that change your perception and your awareness. And they're cards of the teacher.
Mm.
Now, mm-hmm. as the Two of Clubs, Six of Clubs, your planetary ruling card, the Six of Clubs, is the card of the messenger.
Card of the messenger?
The messenger.
Okay.
That's what I call that card.
All right.
It's a highly intuitive, highly intelligent card. And my observance of people that have this card is that they are very perceptive, and they see things in a way that other people don't see them.
Mm.
You know that about yourself?
Yes, I believe that. That is very true.
That is true. The thing that gets in the way is the fear factor.
Mm.
Is the self-editing.
The self-editing?
Yes.
Mm.
Or judging yourself or
right.
doubting yourself in some way mm. if you go to express that energy. Now, with these cards that you've had since you turned 52, this tells me that this is a powerful time for you to be disciplined and determined, very much like Debbie, only this is different because the King of Spades is the most powerful card in the deck.
Okay.
So this card, I would think that since you turned 52, that your way of seeing and perceiving life and yourself has been shifting.
Yes, tremendously.
Yeah. I mean, this is huge. Okay, we have 2 minutes and I have to get off the air. So let me just quick look at 56, because at 56 you got a new planetary, a new 56-year cycle.
Mm.
So this time for you is really going to be changing a lot. And you're just not sure. You've got some question going on, don't you?
Yes. Yes.
You might want to have a personal reading with me. I don't usually say this on the radio, but
it's true. I love that.
You might want to think about that, because you have a lot going on, and destiny is definitely banging on the door here.
Oh, I love this.
And you're going, do I answer that door, or should I wait, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I love this. I have chills. This is just...
Yeah. You know
amazing.
What? Unfortunately, I have to get off the air. It's at 2:55.
Okay.
I've got about 20 seconds.
Okay.
I'm really, really sorry. But you might want to consider doing a session, because it's a very powerful time for you.
Okay.
And at the very least, explore your cards, you know.
All right. And I do that by going to your website or emailing you?
Yeah, you can email me or call me. My phone number's on there.
Okay, great.
Okay, darling, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. God bless. I'll talk to you soon.
God bless you, and Happy New Year.
You too.
I want to just thank you all for listening, and feel free to email me. Go on my website, check it out if you have questions. And thank you for listening, and Happy New Year, and love to you all. Bye.